From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Monday voiced his nation's support for the NATO military alliance with Europe.
Whatever our differences, our two continents share the same heritage, the same values, and above all, the same purpose: to promote peace and prosperity through freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. And to those objectives, we will remain committed.
Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Pence also said too many European countries do not have a credible plan to increase their defense spending. In several meetings, Pence vowed that the United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, but said that U.S. President Donald Trump has directed a search for ways to find new common ground with Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Monday the United States does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Donald Trump has in the past advocated.
I think all of us here in this room, all of us in America, have generally paid for our gas and oil all along, and I'm sure that we will continue to do so in the future. We're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil.
Mattis also vowed to support Iraq through the fight against the Islamic State group. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq for an unannounced visit. That visit came on the second day of a military offensive to push Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. President Donald Trump has chosen Lieutenant General Herbert R. McMaster as his new national security advisor. He made the announcement at his Florida home. Mr. Trump called H.R. McMaster a man of tremendous talent and experience. He also said acting advisor Keith Kellogg will now serve as the National Security Council chief of staff. This is VOA News. Russia's longtime U.N. ambassador Vitaly Churkin died suddenly on Monday in New York, a day before he would have turned 65 years old. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced his death in a statement. Ukrainian officials are already warning that a ceasefire that went into effect Monday in eastern Ukraine is at risk of falling apart. Under the ceasefire announced in Munich by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, both sides, Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists, are supposed to abide by the two-year-old Minsk agreement and withdraw heavy weaponry from the front lines. Just hours before the truce was announced, a separatist leader issued military threats. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared his nation's forces will liberate the Syrian town of Manbij from the Kurdish YPG and hand it back to local Arabs. The Turkish government accuses the YPG of being affiliated with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state and is designated a terrorist organization. Any move, however, against Manbij threatens to put Turkey on a collision course with the United States. Dorian Jones reports.
The Syrian Kurdish militia is a key part of the U.S.-backed coalition marching on the Islamic State's self-declared capital of Raqqa. Analysts warn any attack on Manbij could compromise that operation, given that elements of the YPG would likely withdraw to defend Manbij. Erdogan accuses Washington of reneging on its promise to ensure the YPG would withdraw after it liberated Manbij from Islamic State. The YPG insists it did withdraw and only local people are now defending the town. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. President Donald Trump says what he calls the fake news media is defending Sweden's immigration policies, but that recent immigration into the country has been a failure. Mr. Trump's tweet extended for another day the controversy he ignited when he erroneously told a weekend political rally that something terrible had occurred on Friday in Sweden. Mr. Trump explained that his remark referred to a news broadcast about migrants and not a terrorist attack. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven weighed in.
So yes, we have opportunities, we have challenges, we're working with them every day, but I think also we must all take responsibility for using facts correctly and for verifying any information that we spread.
Stefan Löfven.
We do.
Thousands of protesters rallied nationwide to protest the Trump administration. It all came during Monday's President's Day holiday and was called the Not My President rallies. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.